This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Fred Warner, questionable. And he practiced. George Kittle, questionable. And he practiced. There are others on the list. There are other names to throw out there. But those are the two we were waiting on. So that's, I don't know, that could only be considered good news, don't you think?
Yeah, and I'm reading the Shanahan right now, the transcript, and I'll give it to you as Kyle as we go to Matt Barrows. All right, injuries from the game and stuff. Yetur, Gross Matos will be out. Flanagan Fowles out and stuff. Conley doubtful. Cowan questionable. Kittle questionable. Warner questionable and stuff. Kalia Davis questionable. And Yadam questionable. Go ahead.
Okay.
Your questions and stuff.
Go ahead. Let's bring in Matt Barrows of The Athletic and get his rating on Dibs' impression of Kyle Shanahan. Matt, what do you think?
Dibs, full go. I give him the full go designation.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Matt. I try to focus on monotone and stuff and the right amount of ums and stuff and just a general displeasure with the whole process and stuff.
Actually, Matt, I would love to ask you that, and Matt Barrows joins us on the River Islands guest line. Is Kyle actually as annoyed with the whole media process as he often looks?
I don't think so. I got a laugh out of him today, which I consider a major achievement. Or he might have been laughing at his own comment. my issue with Shanahan is they bring us into an auditorium. Think about the word and what it literally means. And he gets up onto a riser, and he's in front at a lectern with a microphone. And I'm in the front row, and I still have trouble hearing him. And I realize that it's not an issue with the video and the audio, but for people inside the auditorium, we can hardly hear the guy when he's giving these press conferences.
It just comes across when I hear him and stuff that he's just like, he has to do it. And what does he do, like three or four a week? And today's the last one. And a lot of times there are questions that you guys ask that have to be asked, and they're all good questions. But a lot of times the answers that he gives are non-answers because it's either none of our business or he doesn't want to give out the information. So it's a certain amount of dancing, right, that has to be done between the reporters and the coach.
Yeah, and, you know, during the season, I'd say 65% of the questions are injury questions or injury-related questions, like, okay, if this guy's not playing, who's the backup? And, you know, I think that gets tedious for the coach. I don't think he wants to talk about injuries. And, you know, that's what happens when you get into October and nearly all of your questions are going to be about injuries. They don't like to answer them in general. You know, especially when there's been a rash of them like there have been now.
So what is your sense on the questionable tag on Fred Warner and George Kittle, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're going to play. You know, Fred Warner is like death and taxes. I mean, he's that reliable. And the fact that he practiced today, I think, was a good sign, pointing to him practicing on Sunday or playing on Sunday. The only kind of asterisk I would put there is that they've got this game coming up against Seattle in 4 days, and that's on a artificial surface. They're looking at these two games as sort of a pair. So, I mean, if there's any sort of question about Fred Warner being ready for this game against Arizona, I would think, like, maybe in a normal week, he would play, but it just adds another layer of hesitance, I think. If he's not going to be 100% for this game, but they think he would be 100% for Seattle, that could factor in. But, I mean, if you're asking me whether I think both of those guys are going to play, I'd say yes, I think both of those guys are going to play.
Does it change the calculus in that Demetrius Flanagan-Fowles is out and you are kind of running low on linebackers?
I mean, that's another layer to this. They did bring in Jalen Graham off of the Commanders practice squad. So they have enough linebackers. I think if Warner didn't play in the game or if he had to come out of the game, we would see a lot of Tatum Bethune, who's one of the few rookies that we haven't seen a lot of so far this season. He's a seventh-round pick out of Florida State. He's their backup middle linebacker. So it would be another game in which a rookie plays a significant number of snaps.
Matt Barrows of The Athletic with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, Matt, can you, if it's at all possible, can you unpack any of the mystery surrounding Christian McCaffrey? I'm not asking for a return date, but like, each week, I feel like we're hearing multiple things. You know, it was only a week ago that they said, okay, we're going to test it. We're going to ramp up rehab. And then we don't really hear anything. What is going on? Like, what are they doing right now with Christian?
I think they are ramping up rehab. But this ramp that I'm describing is a very low grade. Okay. I mean, they're not going to rush him back. So I don't know what he's doing. He's not out there on a side field like a lot of the rehab guys are, so I can't tell you. But I think it's a very cautious kind of return to activity, might be the best way to put it. The first 2 weeks that he was on IR, he was supposed to do nothing, which is what, you know, a normal person is prescribed when he or she has Achilles tendonitis. That's the best treatment for it. Is just doing nothing and letting it rest and letting it heal. Christian McCaffrey is a guy that has trouble doing nothing. In fact, during his nothing period, he went to Germany to look into the Achilles tendonitis. So I think that was the first part of this process, the nothing. And now the second part is doing something. And then maybe 2 weeks from now, it's doing more. And really starting to kind of test it and see whether that pain has gone away.
And I know you guys asked him about the red zone ineffectiveness and Christian McCaffrey being a big part of that. When you watch these games, what are you seeing as the big reason, outside of not having one of your great weapons on the field, why do they struggle so much inside the deep red zone?
Well, I mean, you can't say, you know, aside from Christian McCaffrey, what's the problem? And that's a major part of it. In the two games against the Cardinals last year, he scored 7 touchdowns. It's a big, big Jeez. Missing piece, because not only what he does, but it's what the defense does in reaction to seeing Christian McCaffrey out there. It makes running the ball easier. You know, there's a lot of different ramifications to having him in the backfield. So, but that's the major one. We asked the 49ers this week, and, you know, each person said something different, which, you know, to me means that, you know, there have been multiple mistakes when they've been in the red zone. Chris Foerster said he made bad play calls as far as the run game. They've missed blocks, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the fact of the matter is when you have a guy that scores a lot of red zone touchdowns and all of a sudden he's gone, you have to make amends for that, and the 49ers just haven't been able to do that to this point.
Matt Barrows, The Athletic, with us here, Willard and Dibs. Matt, how would you answer this question? Did the 49er defense last week, did they look better, or were they just playing the Patriots?
Yeah, I'm waiting on that one. The stats say that the defense is back and looks pretty good. They're getting good pressure from the edges. But I do think that the Patriots really kind of skewed it. Only four games so far, and one of them has been against a team that really has trouble protecting the passer and didn't really have a lot of options on offense. So I think the Cardinals will be a better test. I think the Seahawks will be a much better test to see where this defense really is. You know, I still think it's possible that John Lynch is going to have to go shopping for the second straight year at the same position. They just don't have a lot of bodies at defensive end. Yetur Gross-Matos is A, questionable for this game, and B, he's playing defensive tackle now too when he is healthy. So that's another defensive end that you really don't have at your disposal. Sort of the question mark in all this is Sam Okwuonu, number 91. He's been getting a few reps here and there, and he makes the most of them when he's in the game. I mean, he would be a great story if he is kind of forced to play extra snaps and he keeps delivering at the rate that he has been. And the 49ers very well may have a diamond in the rough in him. He's very, very new to the sport, didn't start playing until he was a senior in high school, but the early returns have been good. I mean, he's in the mix whenever he's in the game. So he'll be interesting to watch. He's going to get a lot of snaps Sunday against the Cardinals. That could be their saving grace. If it's not, or if they have more injuries at that spot, I would underline that as the one spot where they may be looking for help at the trade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Deadline.
Yeah, and you might get some help in the interior. Kalia Davis had his window opened, and the anticipation is that he gets moved up to the 53-man. Would you expect him to get in there and help to shore up the spot vacated by Javon Hargrave?
Yeah, he'll probably be activated before the game, and he'll probably play in the game. And you're right, Javon Hargrave and then Jordan Elliott is dealing with a knee issue. I mentioned Ghost Mato. So that's been in a position that's been hit hard by injuries, and they could use him. So, yeah, he's going to get a lot of snaps. I don't know whether they're going to do the same thing that they did last week with Evan Anderson, raising him up. They've got to consider Trent Taylor as a practice squad addition for this game because Jacob Cowing, their punt returner, is dealing with a shoulder injury. I didn't see Jacob Cowing out there very much at all this week. So they need a good, steady punt returner. They do have Ronnie Bell as an option. Ronnie Bell was inactive last week. So that's oh, the question boy. That they're going to have to answer. There was one more. Oh, yeah, Chris Conley is doubtful for this game. So they do have a wide receiver slash punt returner question that they're going to have to solve tomorrow when they make these pregame moves.
Matt, I think I know what you're going to say, but just so you know, we are running a recorder right now, and we will tape your answer. I would like to hear it for the recorder.
Oh, boy.
What do you think of rumors of Davante Adams to the 49ers?
Well, Davante Adams posted a black and white photo today of Edgar Allan Poe.
Uh-huh.
Who I remember as, because I went to University of Virginia, as University of Virginia's most famous dropout. Apparently he drank too much as a student and never graduated from UVA. But he's most associated with a poem called The Raven.
Mm.
And you probably know that in the AFC North there's a team called the Ravens. It seems to be where he might be heading, I would think. So yeah. I don't think that the 49ers are in the mix. They just have, all the spots are filled on their wide receiver dance card. But I'm sure Davante Adams would like to be in San Francisco.
Well, I mean, can we ask that from the reverse, which is, is there any frustration lingering from Kyle Shanahan and others with Brandon Ayuk?
I'm sure there is. One of the issues with Ayuk is, he had to have the warm-up period to get ready for the season, and, that was delayed by, what was it, two and a half weeks? As it turns out, they had the same offer on the table, and mid-August as they did in late August, which is what he ultimately accepted. So you would think that kind of roll-up period would have been done faster had he signed back on, what was it, August 12 or 13. I forget what the date was. But, they've managed, despite that. And despite Deebo Samuel missing a game and despite George Kittle missing a game, this is still a good passing offense to this point. So I don't think the frustration level is quite as high as people might think it is. John Lynch was on the radio today saying that any minute now we're going to have one of those Brandon Ayuk games from 2023. And if that does happen, then all of this will be water under the bridge, I think. But I just don't think that there's room for another high-profile, expensive veteran wideout.
Yeah, and his target percentage is about what it was last year as far as how many he's getting per game. So I keep telling Mark that this is the breakout game, and so far it hasn't really happened. They're expecting this game Sunday to be the hottest game on record down at Levi's. So have you decided your garments? I know the team was blocked from wearing white because they had to decide before the year, but are you going to be acting accordingly to try to stay cool in a day where it should be in the mid-90s?
Yes, I'm going to have a hand fan with me, a nice wide-brimmed hat.
Nice.
We're in the comfy, cozy, cushy press box, and I think I'm going to have like a light sweater up there because they put the AC on there pretty heavy. So I'm gonna be dressing in layers, basically, is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And put the sunscreen on as a fellow diminutive bald guy. That sun can be oppressive now, man. I'm worried about you.
It's true. It's true. And I am on the field pregame, so I definitely will have the hat going pregame.
Matt, you want to weigh in on a fun question we were throwing out yesterday? Is Kyler Murray good?
ask me at 4:30 on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Be easier to answer that.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have a call scheduled at that time, Matt?
We don't. Okay. Yeah, he's good. He's an NFL quarterback, right?
Yes, he is. He's got a job. It's a very good one. It pays a lot of money.
Yeah, it has vacillated from week to week with him. I'll grant you that. But, you know, there have been games this year where he's looked out of this world. So I think that he's got to adjust to his new guys. He's got a really prominent rookie there. I think that's going to take time. It's a different Cardinals team than what we've seen in the past with Cliff Kingsbury. It's not, you know, 3 and 4 wide receivers all the time. It's more of a traditional offense, and they've got a good running back, and they've got a good tight end. And with the 49ers' issues at linebacker, that's how I see the Cardinals attacking the 49ers in this game.
And why haven't the Niners been able to stop the run against this team? I see that they went for 240 last year, and James Conner is a bowling ball of a back. Is it just scheme, or why have they struggled against the run in Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that the Cardinals stick with. That's something that a lot of opponents don't do against the 49ers. They'll have success against them early in the game, and then they'll abandon it later, largely because the 49ers are pouring it on offense, and the opponent has to keep up. But if the Cardinals are able to keep it close, and with the issues that we've just talked about at linebacker and at defensive tackle, I mean, it's been a while since an opponent has had a 100-yard game against them. This is definitely one that could do it. What I remember from last year's game is James Conner getting into a fist fight, you know, throwing yes. punches at Talano Hufanga, who is known as like one of the nicest guys in the NFL, one of the nicest guys on the planet, I'll go so far as to say. So that always kind of stood out to me, and I wonder whether there's bad blood going into this game.
I saw you guys talking to Talanoa about that this week. What did he say?
You know, I talked to him about it last year after it happened because of what I just said. Just Talanoa Hufanga just seems like Dre Greenlaw? No, I get that. If you're going to throw hands at Dre Greenlaw, I totally understand. But Talanoa Hufanga, so it was a big mystery last year. And basically, Hufanga doesn't know why it was him, but he thought it was because they won, basically, and they frustrated James Conner at points in the game. But that'll be a little subplot to watch.
Okay, we'll be watching. Some of us under a hat, some of us under a roof. Matt, good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay,
appreciate it, Matt.
Matty Barrows, The Athletic. The only one left.
Yeah.
It's actually, I don't know why it's not called the Barrows. I told him that a couple of weeks ago, but he's still there and he's doing his thing.
He still got Brisby and MT2 is still there. But yeah, a little bit of an evacuation sensation at the Athletic offices. But he brings up interesting questions about linebacker and Tatum Bethune maybe gets a chance to be the Mike linebacker because Flanagan Fowles is out. And everybody wants Devondre Campbell not on the field, although last week you didn't hear his name all week. He played 100% of the snaps last week, and maybe it's because New England's offense is poor, but it was a little bit of a get-right game for Campbell. He wasn't mentioned, and then on the other side, the whole idea about the punt returner.
Well,
you've got guys questionable. Trent Taylor may be elevated.
Sure.
We saw Juszczyk catch a punt and actually get about 10 yards as I was charting punts, and I don't think he's ever been happier than when he caught that punt deep, and he got about 10 or 11, and he bounced up, and he was smiling ear to ear. So there's going to be some different people on the field.
How do you answer this question? And by the way, we're here for your calls if you want to weigh in on this, because I do think this is the great mystery that gets answered on Sunday at 1. I know you earlier this week were kind of like, if you're a good team, you win this game. I'm not disagreeing with you, but if you want a definition, a definitive statement to come out of this game, we're going to find out if the 49er defense has got its screws tightened or not. So when I ask that, are the 49ers defensively okay, or were they just playing the Patriots? How do you answer that?
I think they're okay.
Okay.
I do think it takes time when you have a new coordinator. I think it takes time to get in sync with the coordinator, figuring out his calls, what you want to do with his calls, and how you're going to execute it. A big part of it, Mark, you have to be fair and look at New England and say their offense is not very good.
Yeah.
They were on their fourth left tackle in four games, and their center went out on the opening series of the game. So you had a freshie at left tackle, and you had a backup center who hasn't really hiked the ball at all. So their O-line was in tatters, and their running back fumbles a ton, and they have two good tight ends and no receiver. So yeah, you have to take all of it with more than a grain of salt, a couple grains of salt. But what I saw is Okawanu eating, Givens making plays, Bosa was disruptive, Floyd did a couple things. I thought the front is starting to really make an impact. Could be different now because they have a very good tight end, Trey McBride. He's cleared the concussion protocol. Shout out my fantasy team. He's in the lineup.
Mm.
And if you don't have your best cover linebacker, Fred Warner, we don't know if he's playing or not.
He probably is.
Yeah, but he probably won't be 100%. Arizona can run it, and they have a good tight end who can exploit the middle of the field. So this will be a tougher test for this defense.
I'm nervous about it. Like, my gut is telling me they were just playing the Patriots. I'm not saying it's a bad defense. I just don't think that the screws are all tightened yet. And part of that is personnel. We forget, right? A week ago at this time, we're all screaming and yelling about, does Nick Sorensen know what he's doing? This is a brand new coach. He's never done this before. And I predicted this. I told you on...
You did?
I told you on Monday when they came in after the Rams loss. I go, we're going to come in here the very next week and everyone's going to have taken a deep breath and had a glass of water. And they're going, oh, the defense is fine now because you're playing the Patriots. And that's what happened. And I don't know that means that they're not in better shape. I just know that they have played two home games against two teams that have a hard time from the AFC East moving the ball. And they looked good. And then they played two other games, and they did not look good. And this now falls somewhere in the middle. You're still at home. That's great. It's not like they're world beaters, but this is a different challenge. With Kyler Murray's athleticism, with the history that you just pointed out of their ability to run the ball, the way the Niners have looked stopping the run in recent games and even going back to the playoffs last year, I got a big eye on when the Cardinals get the ball at 1:06 on Sunday afternoon to see if this thing actually fully looks buttoned up or not. Because if you haven't noticed, this is your last quote unquote, I don't think this really exists, this is your last warm up. Okay? Thursday night, Geno Smith and a great receiving core, followed by Patrick Mahomes, followed by Dak Prescott. This is it. This is your last screw tightener before you've got to, I would argue, hit another level. Or else people are going to start scoring 30 points on you.
Now you get Kansas City and a Dallas team that, for all its warts, they can score points. It's the one thing they can do. They got a very good receiver and a quarterback who's the highest paid per year in football. So you're right. And I don't even think that this is a warm-up. I think the New England game was your last warm-up because New England isn't very good.
You might be right.
And you look at an Arizona team that is fourth in football in yards per attempt on the ground, 5.3 per tote. And I know part of that is Calamari when he gets out, but James Conner's a real one, and he is a heavy, heavy load. And this offense, this defensive front is going to be tested. I do think you'll have Kalia Davis in there.
That's good.
And if you have Fred, that helps. And it's going to be a big game for Hufanga coming up and laying the lumber. It's going to have to be a heavy-hitting game to stop the run against Arizona.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We are heading full steam ahead into our final hour of the week. If you want to hear what Kyle Shanahan had to say at practice, you will hear that coming up next. Plus, let's take some calls on this. Niner defense, do they look good, or were they just playing the Patriots? 888-957-9570, the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.